Take your seats. Just take your seat. Have we been blessed? Are you in a festival? Ask your neighbor, are you in a festival? Are you in a jubilation mood? Are you in a celebration mood? Hallelujah. Quickly, praise. I want us to know that we serve a God that sees, a God that hears, and a God that answers prayers. Can you tell two or three people near you, God sees, God hears, and God answers prayers? The word of God in Exodus chapter 2 and verse 23 to 25. Some I will read, some I will just paraphrase because of time, and also because it's an open air crusade, we'll not have time to read scriptures too much. But I want you to just know that God is seeing your situation, He's hearing the things happening to you. He knows them and He answers prayers. The children of Israel were in a very pathetic situation at a time in history. And the Bible records in Exodus chapter 2, reading from verse 23 to verse 25. Hear what the Bible says there. And it came to pass in the process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage, and they cried. And their cry came unto God by reason of the bondage, and God heard their groaning. Somebody say, God hears. Say it loud, God hears. Yes, God hears. The Bible says, and God heard their groaning. And God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them. Hear this, beloved. When you are in a particular situation, you find yourself in an unpleasant situation, God is waiting for you to do something so that He can respond. When the children of Israel found themselves in this very pathetic situation of bondage, of slavery, they had to do something for God to respond. They had to cry. They groaned. They were tired of the situation. Can I say to someone that if what you're going through doesn't bother you, and you're comfortable with it, God will be okay. He'll be looking at you. I discover from scriptures that the Lord responds always to the cries, to the groanings of His children. I don't know what situation you're trusting the Lord for in this festival of glory. And you're saying, Lord, I want your glory to burst forth upon my life. I want to assure you that if you get tired of that situation, God will look down upon you. He will have respect for you. He will remember you. It was because of the groanings and the pains of God's children while they were in slavery in Egypt that made God to raise Moses for them, for their deliverance. And you know the rest is history now. That groaning, that crying, that sighing, oh Lord, have mercy, we are tired, that brought deliverance for them. Tonight, in the short course of prayers that we are going to be doing, that person that is going to be saying, Lord, in this area of my life, I am tired, have mercy on me, I can assure you that the Lord will show you mercy and you will be a partaker of His glory in this festival of glory. If you are that person, make your amen louder than your neighbor's own. Yeah. I'm going to give a short case, just a little case study on the life of Jabez, and we are through and we'll be on our feet to pray. And whatever you'll be asking the Lord tonight, he assured us before we came that he will answer us. If you read the Bible in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, from verse 9 to 10, I will quickly read through that scripture and then we will analyze it quickly. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4, from verse 9, we'll read just from verse 9. The Bible records in that scripture that Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. But before verse 9, verse 10 should have come before verse 9. Because verse 10 is the summary of the things he was going through. And he did something. And verse 9 became the result of what he did in verse 9. As I read that account recently, I discovered that he was also from a polygamous family, so to say. And the mother went through so much pains, so much. So much pain that when he gave birth to Jabez, he named him Pain. You know, if you are a woman, particularly if you are from a polygamous home or a dysfunctional home, so to say, you know what women go through, particularly in Africa? Not just the process of childbirth that sometimes is crude if you don't have good health care, but you have attacks within the family, attacks without, attacks within, and then you go through all that pain. So nobody knows the kind of pain that Jabez's mother probably went through. But the pain was so much that as the baby came out, instead of the normal joy that attends the birth of a new child, it was pain. And she decided to name the new baby Pain. Distress, trouble. Can you imagine? She probably didn't know the power of words. And that child grew up in that condition. And everything that was happening around him was pain, trouble, challenges. I'm sure there are people that can identify with this picture. Your life is characterized by pains. You say, what others do when I want to do my own is always different. And probably you're watching and you're listening, and the devil is trying to force something down your throat, for example. You know, the pain that Jabez's mother had, Satan was trying to force it into Jabez's life by all means. That is what is called ancestral covenants, generational curses. When something had happened in a family, and the devil wants to procreate it, the devil wants it to continue, and the devil tries to take it from father to son, and to son, and to generations like that. You see a particular pattern. One of the very sympathetic cases that I personally witnessed is a case of a family. When a woman in that family just repented, and when she repented, she came to me and she said, she noticed a pattern in her family. And this is a pattern. The devil kills people in that family, majorly through accidents, vehicle accidents. And when he wants to kill them through the accident, it's through a particular type of injury that they die through that accident. And the injury is the backbone. When they are involved in the accident, the devil will knock off the backbone. It will be broken. They will be paralyzed. And before you know it, they die through a particular ailment. Maybe you can identify with that. In your family, it could be one kind of sickness or the other, diabetes, hypertension, killed mother, killed father, and this and that. And Jabez was in a similar condition because the sorrow that his mother witnessed was also following him until he did something and there was a change. And that's what the Lord is asking us to do tonight in these few minutes, and there shall be change. Who is that person expecting a change? If you are expecting a change, jump on your feet with a shout. Jump on your feet with a louder shout. Jump on your feet and make your amen louder than your neighbor's amen. Are you there? Make it louder, 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 louder. In a short while, the Spirit of the Lord will be breaking generational curses. Your amen should be louder than this. Whatever your parents went through, the Lord will put a stop to it in this festival of glory tonight. Make your amen louder, louder than your neighbor's amen. Make it louder than your neighbor's amen. Make it louder than your neighbor's amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That family that the devil has thrown all kinds of arrows, the arrow of premature death. There's a family here tonight, or you're watching and listening online. Your family is characterized with premature death. The oldest member of your family right now is in his 40s. And the devil is already giving you the signs that killed the people, your progenitors. And the Lord is saying, I should tell you, that is going to give you a sign, a token, as a result of your presence in this meeting. That premature death, you are the first person. That death will skip over you. And from you, there will be a blotting out of premature death in that family. If you are that person, make your amen louder than your neighbor's own. If you are that person, make your amen louder, 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 louder. And so quickly, just take a listen. We'll soon round up. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother, who suffered so much pain, called him Jabez. And Jabez means distress, pain. Saying, because I bore him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast. And that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Who has a prayer request here tonight? Did you come to this festival with a prayer request? God shall answer your request tonight. If you came with a request, jump on your feet with a shout. Make the shout louder. Make that shout louder. Quickly, there are about five things that Jabez requested for. And when we say those five things quickly, if you identify with them, when it's time for us to pray, you can raise your own prayer request. But one thing I want you to know tonight as you listen is this. It was Jabez who prayed. It wasn't somebody else who prayed. Thank God for our pastors, our the servants of God. Thank God that they are always praying for us. But I want to speak to someone directly tonight that you need to take responsibility for your life. It was Jabez who prayed. I realize that most of the drastic divine interventions that we see in the scriptures, they happened because those people prayed by themselves. It was Jacob who encountered God in Bethel. It was Jacob that wrestled and prayed, and God changed the story from Jacob to Israel. It was Jabez who prayed, not his pastor. Who is ready to pray tonight? Who is ready to pray tonight? I want to announce to you that you are the greatest prophet over your own life. And as you pray tonight, the Lord answer you. I didn't hear amen. Don't be the kind of Christian that are looking forward to be spoon-fed or to be given prayer books and you just follow. It was Jabez who prayed. Hear this, sweetheart. If you get tired of a problem, it's you that will pray for that situation to change. Anybody ready to pray? Anybody ready to pray for Nigeria? The fivefold prayers of Jabez, quickly. Lord, please bless me indeed. It may seem that I am blessed, but the blessing is not obvious. Oh Lord, bless me indeed. Raise your two hands. Let's establish that one, then we'll go to the next one. Anybody looking for blessing? Oh, you need to be blessed in order to be a blessing. Did you hear our daddy when he came up at Toja? The land of Benue, characterized with so much prosperity. So raise your voice, raise your two hands. Lord, bless me. Pray like Jabez. After this convention, let a blessing come upon your life. Let it be noticeable. Bless me indeed. I know I am blessed, but I want it to be obvious. Is God hearing your voice? Jabez prayed. It wasn't someone else that prayed for him. Pray right now. Oh Lord, bless me. Bless the words of my hands. Let it be noticeable. Let this year, 2022, usher me into greater heights into 2023. Let your blessing be upon my life. Pray and let God hear you. Let God hear you. Pray. Pray for blessing. It was Jabez who prayed. And the Lord answered. And the Lord assured us, any prayer we are praying here tonight, He answers. He sees, He hears, and He answers. He's seeing you. He knows what you're going through, but He's waiting for you. He's waiting for you to speak. He's waiting for you to say it. The Lord saw a blind man, obviously blind. And the master asked the blind man, what would you have me do? Because he doesn't know whether the blind man came for healing or for something else. What did you come for this conference for? Why are you in the festival of glory? Lord, may I see your hand. Bless me. Bless me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Second prayer, quickly, linked to the first one. The opposite of blessing is a curse. Oh Lord, whatever curse, hereditary issues, followed my lineage, may it not cross over to my life. The sorrow that Jabez's mother carried, she wanted to pass it on by naming him sorrow, but his prayer terminated sorrow. Raise your two hands and say, oh Lord, every curse and every hereditary in my family, I terminate them right now by the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Jesus became a curse on the cross for us, that the blessings of Abraham might become ours. So every curse, every witchcraft, every manipulation from culture, from tradition, die in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Can I prophesy to you, as a result of your presence in this festival of glory, it shall be seen very shortly that you are the one that the Lord has blessed. If you are that one, make your amen louder than your neighbor's own. If you are that one, make your amen louder than your neighbor's own. The second aspect of that blessing is enlargement. Enlargement of coast. Enlarge my coast. I have stayed on one spot for too much. I have stayed on this mountain for too long. I want to break forth on the east, on the west, on the right, on the south. Give me breakthrough. Open your mouth and pray for yourself like Jabez. Give me breakthrough. Enlarge me. Enlarge my business. Enlarge my ministry. Enlarge my coast. In this festival of glory, give me a sign, a token for enlargement. May I leave this meeting going into my worthy place. I will leave this meeting going into my worthy place. Pray. Pray and let heaven hear you. May I leave this meeting going into my worthy place. May I leave this meeting going into my worthy place. And someone wants to pray right now. When you hear about enlargement, Listen, you hear about enlargement. It means that it's not as if you're not doing something. You are in a place. But maybe the location is too straight. You can be in the kind of life that we can describe as a life of just enough. You have just enough for you and your family. But a life of just enough cannot be a blessed life. You can't be a blessing to your generation if all that you have is just enough for you, for your family members, just enough. You need more than enough to be a blessing to your world. You need more than enough to help the widows, to help the fatherless, to help the sick, to help the less privileged. You need more than enough. Raise your two hands and ask the Lord to take you from the land of just enough into a land of more than enough. A land of a worthy place. An enlarged coast. A larger coast. Oh Lord, enlarge my coast. That's the second segment of that prayer. Oh Lord, enlarge my coast. I want to be a blessing to my generation. I want to have more than enough so I can be a blessing to my generation. Deliver me from tightness into a life of freedom, financial freedom, all-round freedom. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, the third facet of that prayer is, Lord, I want your hand to be upon my life. And once you leave the third one, you enter the fourth one. Let evil be far away. When the hand of God is upon your life, evil will be far away. Put your two hands upon your head. Oh Lord, your glory. The hand of the Lord represents the glory of the Lord. Lord, shield my life with your glory. In these evil days, I want to hide under your glory. Keep evil far away from me. Open your mouth and pray. Lord, place your hand on me. Baptize me. Put your mark, the mark of the touch not, put it upon my life. Put it upon my life. Are you praying like Jabez right now? It was Jabez who prayed. And God answered. God hears, God sees, and God answers. In the process of time, God saw, he heard the affliction of the children of Israel, and he answered. God sees. Thank you, Lord. Lay your hands upon me. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands upon me. Lord, I need your hands. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Number four prayer. I don't want to see evil. You know, what a timely prayer. Listen to this. These are prayers that will take back home, develop them on your own, and pray them consistently. That evil will be far away. What a timely prayer. You know the kind of climate we have found ourselves in Nigeria and all over the world right now. All kinds of evil. Financial, security-wise, social evils. Mention them. Put your hand, your glory upon me so that evil will not find me. Put those two hands on your head and pray. Pray, Lord, shield me, shield my family, shield me. Cover us. Under your shadows shall we dwell in this season. Are you praying at all? I see the Lord releasing angels. Angels of security, angels. Rainbow angelic squad. To take charge of our going out and our coming in. That evil will be far away from us. Evil will be far from our dwelling places. Evil will be far from our ministries. Evil will be far from our families. The prayer of Jabez is a timely prayer for this season. I don't want to see evil, Lord. As I travel on the roads, hide us from evil on the road. Hide us. Let heaven hear your voice. Thank you, Lord. And finally, the fifth aspect of that prayer. I don't want to be grieved. by the consequence of evil and other things. I don't want to see pain. I don't want to see sorrow. My mother called me pain, but I don't want to see pain. Put your two hands on your head. Pray for your life. I don't want to be grieved by the consequence of the things happening around. In this season, no pain. No pain. No pain. Are you praying? No pain. Deliver us from societal pains, financial pain, physical pains, pains inflicted by others, by government. Deliver us from those pains. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Finally, before I take my seat, hold the hand of the next person to you. We just want to make a declaration for Nigeria. I know that throughout this festival, a lot of prayers will be prayed for Nigeria. But we want to stand as the Jabez of this country and say, Lord, deliver us from pain in the next election. Deliver us from pain. We don't want to see pain. We have seen too much pains. Give us a new beginning. Open your mouth and pray, child of God. Give us a new beginning. Deliver us from pain. The pain of monumental government failures. The pain of so many years of misrule. The pains. The things that has brought Nigeria to where we are today. The pains that the citizens are suffering, either by their own fault or the fault of our leaders or the fault of the light. Lord, have mercy on us and deliver us from these pains. Thank you, Lord. Give us a new Nigeria, Lord. We pray for a new Nigeria. Thank you, Father. Wave your hands and give God praise tonight. If you believe that the Lord has blessed us and He has answered us, He has answered you, give Him praise tonight. Give Him praise tonight. Give Him praise tonight. Give Him praise tonight. Put those two hands on your head as we make a declaration over you and over this country. And I take my seat. Father, thank you. We are grateful unto you, Lord. Thank you for visiting us in this dimension on the first night of this festival of glory. We are grateful for the privilege to gather before you. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. Bless your servants that put this meeting together, Apostle Arome and his team. Lord, enlarge their coast more and more and more and more in the name of Jesus Christ. And for every participant, thank you that what you do is always perfect, is always permanent. All the healings are perfect and they are permanent. And I pray that every prayer that your people prayed on this altar tonight, you answered Jabez and you have also answered us. We thank you, Lord. All the souls that God saved, they are established unto eternity. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As your people come, they go back under angelic escort. Thank you and thank you. In Jesus' marvelous name, we have prayed. Make your amen louder than your neighbor's amen.